This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Kevin McCarthy is no longer the Speaker of the House. The chamber voted 216 to 210 to boot McCarthy from the job today in a historic vote. Forced by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, the handful of conservatives unhappy with McCarthy's performance joined Democrats in voting for the California Republicans' removal. It's the first time in U.S. history that a speaker has been ousted by a motion to vacate the position. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting speaker overseeing the chamber until a new speaker election is held. And today in a statement, Congressman Doug Lamborn said the removal of Representative Kevin McCarthy as speaker will be seen as an unfortunate episode in the history of the Republican Party in Congress. Personal politics on the part of a few have interrupted important legislative work, like passing appropriations bills to fund essential government functions while reducing wasteful spending. He appreciates Representative McCarthy's work to secure the borders, reduce the debt, and battle the left's extreme social agenda as Speaker of the House. That was a statement from Doug Lamborn. ABC News will have much more on the ousting of the House Speaker coming up in just mere moments. Well, if you got one, you know it. Student loan repayments have resumed. Republicans have thwarted attempts to continue a moratorium that began during the COVID pandemic.
I don't know of any reason why people can't continue to pay their student loans on time.
That's Senator John Cornyn of Texas. He said President Biden acted illegally in forgiving student loan debt. Now the big story around here, Kaiser Permanente and the union representing about 3,000 of its Colorado employees are still talking ahead of a potential strike that may begin tomorrow. Negotiations failed to reach an agreement over the weekend. Both sides say they'll keep both lines of communications open ahead of tomorrow's potential walkout. Kaiser Permanente's Colorado offices say it will offer care if the strike happens, though non-urgent appointments could be canceled or rescheduled. About 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide could go on strike tomorrow. A Colorado Springs vet is $1 million richer thanks to the publishing clearinghouse warehouse. The 85-year-old Carl Aberson was awarded the prize yesterday at his home in the northeastern part of the city. The disabled Navy veteran says that he had been playing games on the publisher's clearing warehouse website since 2021, but never expected to win anything. Aberson says that he is definitely going to use the money in good ways, though he doesn't know and have any specific plans on how he will spend that money. And a recent hearing of lawmakers began exploring the issue of foreign ownership of U.S. farmland and the possible threat that could bring with it. Rebecca Hughes has that story.
Food security is national security.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow opened a meeting to discuss foreign purchases of U.S. farmland and other farm-related businesses and whether that's a threat to national security. USDA Deputy Undersecretary Gloria Montano-Green explained that the USDA can track land deals, but it's all on paper through thousands of local clerks' offices.
Our authority does not allow us to stop the selling of foreign land. We do not have authority to have a decision in foreign or domestic land purchases and leases.
Many lawmakers worry that ag land owned by other countries opens the door for spies and sabotage. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
Partly sunny skies continue for southern Colorado for the duration of the afternoon. High temperatures in the 50s and 60s for the Pikes Peak region today, so certainly feeling a lot cooler across the area. We're in the 70s across Pueblo County. Overnight tonight, 30s and 40s. Only locations that will be hovering close to freezing will be around Woodland Park. Otherwise, we're in the upper 30s across parts of I-25 and the Eastern Plains in the 40s. We'll begin with plenty of sunshine Wednesday afternoon. High temperatures back in the 60s and 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.